You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Tomorrow is the first day of spring officially. So they say that it just helps people's moods in general when they know it's officially spring. Whether the weather cooperates or not, that's how malleable we are, how easily manipulated we are. You just tell somebody it's spring, they're like, oh, I feel better.
Where's okay. The cute little bunnies running around?
Yeah. Listen, before you tell me your story, let me tell you my story. We got in the car yesterday, Gretchen and I said, the time has come. Jeremy keeps telling me about this particular wine. He says it is, quote, the greatest wine of all time.
It's my favorite. I love it.
So we found a place that sells the Snoop Cali Red, and it was about, I don't know, 10 miles away, but it was a nice little outing. Mm-hmm. You know, we got in the car, we talked about all sorts of stuff. We got there, walk up to the first guy. This is a big wine store that I go to. It's big. So I didn't want to, like, wander all the aisles. So I just went straight up to a guy and go, excuse me.
Sir?
Do you perchance carry the Snoop Dogg wine? He goes, yeah. He goes, but we're out. I go, oh. He goes, let me show you where we keep it, though. It's back here. He went all the way to the back of the store. Goes around the corner, and he goes, oh, we must have got some more.
Oh.
There were two bottles there.
It's popular.
So we picked up. I mean, you told me it was the greatest wine ever, so we got two bottles. And I snapped a picture and sent it to Jeremy and said, here we go. Game
on. It's happening.
And we went home. And then right around dinner time, I cracked that sucker open. We filled up a couple of glasses. It's not for me.
I knew that was coming.
Ah, but wait. There's more.
Wait, there's
because
more.
Because it's not for me. And I tried. I had an entire glass. I was like, it's too sweet for me is what it is.
It's got a little, it's a little hint of sweetness to it. Yeah.
Hint?
Yeah.
No, it's like seven packets of Splenda were poured into it. It's a really sweet wine. Mm. And so it didn't do it for me. However, I will let you know that those bottles are not going to go to waste because Gretch really liked it.
Hey.
Here we go.
That's what it sounds like when you popped it open, huh?
Just
too
like
sweet.
That.
Oh.
Music hit.
Well, that's all right. There's more for the rest of us, I guess.
That's right. I won't be stealing anybody else's stock. We will. I will say that I love the packaging of this wine, though.
Yeah.
The bottles look cool. Plus, they've got Snoop's face on the corks.
And there are the bottles, before everybody writes in, the living wine labels, too. You can download the app and hold it up to the bottle, and Snoop will actually talk to you. The little label comes to life.
I didn't know that.
So search living wine labels. Yeah. All the 19 Crimes brand. Bottles, that particular wine, you can do that.
I'll be darned.
Yeah, it's kind of neat. Kind of fun.
I like Snoop. He's funny to me, so.
Yeah.
I would love for him to be talking in my kitchen.
There you go. Check it out, buddy.
Anyway, so thank you for this. Gretchen.
You're welcome. I'm glad she enjoyed it.
Terrific.
Good.
And I'm not saying it's bad. It's just not for me. It's not my taste.
Yep. That's fine. Fine.
It's not for me. But thank you.
You got
thank
to use
you.
Your line, too. It's not for me.
It's not for me.
Not for Dom. Very good.
What's going on with you?
I got three things real quick that I'll hit for odds and ends. Number one, my day has already been ruined and thrown off because down in our parking garage downstairs, we have roughly 5,000 empty spaces this time of morning. And I come rolling in and the Altitude Sports Suburban is parked in the spot that I park in every single day.
What?
So if any of the dudes from the sports station are not daydreaming about sports and stats right now, points and stats... Can you please go move the Suburban downstairs so I can get back in my parking spot?
What are they doing in
your
spot?
There's a thousand other ones on that level.
Do
I don't know.
Do they know who you are?
I know. As soon as I rolled in, there I said some naughty words. Naughty, naughty words. I'm like, really? Really?
You are a man of routine.
Creature
you
of like your, habit.
You're very much a creature of habit, and that is your space.
So just quick little announcement to the guys at Altitude. Please go move the Suburban. Number two.
Hold on a second.
What's that?
Hold on a second.
They're not listening.
Don't. Well, besides that, don't you suppose that somebody there did it on purpose to kind of.
I guarantee you.
Needle you.
Because I'm always
bit.
In the hall jabbing them about flea flickers.
They're like, Jeremy likes to park in this spot. Let's just go move the vehicle. In fact, it was already parked somewhere, and they ran and grabbed it and moved it. And
backed it in. Yeah, jerks. Yeah. Second thing, quick shout out to Lynn this morning, who has already sent us a message at 5:50 this morning. Knowing the love of my cargo shorts and cargo pants, she sent me a message that says, Jer, it's time to call cargo shorts what they are. They are purse pants.
You know what? I'm going to give her a ding.
So from here on out, my cargo shorts are going to be called purse pants. So thank you, Lynn.
I love that name.
And third, I don't know if this will eventually be a bigger topic or whatever once Josh gets here, but I am getting numerous emails and messages on Facebook of people with tennis shoes that they are trying to unload. And so they're sending me bunches of pictures of shoes because Josh is our resident tennis shoe guy who collects them.
He has like 300 something pairs.
He's a huge collector. And what they're doing is they're essentially making me the middleman. They're saying, Jer, can you send these pictures to Josh or have him look at these? Give me a value. Let me know if he can sell them for me. Let me know what's going on with these Jordans. And I know nothing about shoes. So I'm constantly now sending Josh pictures of shoes. He's like, oh, yeah, I can sell those. I'll sell those. I'll do that. Yeah, you bet. I'll take a commission. Where's my commission?
Yeah, you need a cut. What we need to do, either you need a cut or we need to set up something on our pages, the Dom and Jeremy pages at mix100.com.
Yeah.
Set up a special shoe
section.
Yeah.
Shoe appraiser. So that,
and just let Josh deal directly with
I
these
think
shoe
so,
freaks.
Unless this money is really good, because then I want to cut. What are those Jordans worth?
That's
well, a little
funny,
something,
man.
Something. So thank you, everybody, that are sending in the shoe pictures. I'm sending them right to Josh. So hopefully he'll reach out to you.
Are they maybe some shoes that you might want?
No. Most of them were size 9s that I'm seeing coming in, too, so too big.